Good morning. The scripture today is from Acts 1, 1 through 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses to Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is a reading of God's word.
Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, open our minds to see the power of Scripture to give life. Enlighten our hearts so that we might see Christ in all whom we meet. In the name of the one holy and living God. Amen. So today is Ascension Day, and this is the day, it's like 40 days after Jesus' resurrection from the dead, and Jesus ascended into heaven. And Jesus is still in heaven today, seated at the right hand of God, advocating for us, but that doesn't mean that we don't have responsibilities here on earth. This is still a pretty important day for us as Christians and the church, and I don't think it gets a lot of the attention that maybe it deserves. And if I didn't preach about the Ascension today, one of my professors, my theology professor, would be really mad at me because the Ascension, he thinks the Ascension is the most important thing in the entire world, and so much so that he got me this mug. It says WIJD, and that means, what is Jesus doing? Not what would Jesus do, but what is Jesus doing? Because Jesus is advocating for us up in heaven right now. I'm going to talk a little bit about balloons. I had never really given hot air balloons a second thought before I lived in Albuquerque. But there are a lot of really cool things about Albuquerque, and I think the International Balloon Fiesta is probably one of the most magical of those things. It's how I came to know anything about hot air balloons. And so this is a festival that kicks off. It starts the first Saturday in October, and it goes through 9 days. And it kicks off on that first Saturday in October with a mass ascension. And by mass ascension, I mean over 500 hot air balloons go up in the air at the same time. It is a sight. And they stay in the sky. Well, they go up weather permitting, right? But they stay in the sky for at least 2-3 hours. And you'll see them all over the city throughout the course of the week. And Albuquerque is known for its hot air ballooning weather. So this is actually something you don't see 500 at the same time, but you'll often see hot air balloons in the sky around Albuquerque year round. Jesus is not a balloon. I do know that. So let's back up a little bit. We'll come back to balloons in a minute. The disciples are still in Jerusalem. It's 40 days after the resurrection. They've seen Jesus, and they've talked to plenty of other people who've seen Jesus, and they've talked to Jesus. They've listened to him teach more about God's kingdom. But it's been a long journey, and they're thinking it's about time to start heading back to Galilee, because obviously Jesus is going to stick around for a while. And they've got their things packed up, but Jesus tells them, no, wait here in Jerusalem. You need to stay here in Jerusalem. You need to wait for the fulfillment of God's promise. And at this, the disciples are they're so excited. They're certain that this means God is going to restore the kingdom to Israel. And they pointedly ask, Jesus, like, when are you going to do it? When are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? This is both an understandable and a tragic question. I mean, the promise of their nation's restoration has been at the forefront of their minds for millennia. If anyone could displace the Romans and resurrect a nation, Jesus can. And the disciples were thinking more about kingdom in these political, nationalistic terms. Just like they were right before the crucifixion, during Palm Sunday. They were hoping that Jesus was going to use violence and brute force to regain control of Israel and to help them shape the world into Israel's image. They want that power. They want that control. And I understand that, because I've had the terrifying pleasure of riding in a hot air balloon more than a few times. If you go to Balloon Fiesta, you can volunteer as a crew member, and you get free rides that way. One of the things that I realized way up in the air is that there is not a lot of control. Because the pilots are mathematical meteorologic wizards, and they can vaguely steer a balloon in a kind of direction, but really you're still at the mercy of the wind's whim up there. And as a passenger, I have absolutely no power. That's kind of Jesus' answer to the disciples. He rejects all speculations about when the kingdom's going to come to with finality. Jesus basically says, you know what, this is none of your business. This is up to God. This isn't your job. Our job is to be getting ready by being his witnesses, and by being his witnesses all over the world, not just in Israel, not just to Jewish people, but everywhere, to everyone. Furthermore, Jesus says that this kingdom this kingdom Jesus has been talking about, it's not a state or a nation or something that you can point to on a map. The kingdom Jesus is talking about is a whole global society where God's will would be as perfectly done as it is in heaven. It's a kingdom that is founded on love. Founded on love for God and for one another. It's not an earthly kingdom of political power. Jesus is saying that God's reign will be established, reestablished among God's people, not by apocalypse from heaven, but by a mission through people on earth. The outpouring of the Spirit, it's coming, it's coming. You'll hear about it next week. The outpouring of the Spirit is going to come, and it will equip the disciples with new skills that enable them to perform the tasks at hand. Namely, mission on a global scale, not just in Israel. And then, as Jesus was speaking, Jesus was lifted up and a cloud just took him out of their sight. Jesus ascends into the realm of God in front of everyone. That's happened to me with hot air balloons, where liftoff starts kind of rocky and slow, and I kind of imagine that, and then all of a sudden it's gone. You're not sure where it went, especially when there's 500 other balloons in the air. They're hard to keep track of. But Jesus was nowhere to be found. In some respects, I bet this was probably pretty sad for the disciples. But Jesus wasn't meant to be on earth forever. He's now sitting at God's right hand to overcome the distances between us and God, and the distances between one another. The ascension isn't Jesus turning away from us, leaving us. The ascension is what enables him to focus more intently on us. After the disciples watch Jesus lifted up in front of him, they stand there, slack-jawed, staring into the sky. I imagine fingers sort of pointing up to where he was last seen, sort of like looking around at each other and saying, "Did you see what happened here? What happened?" Out of nowhere, these two guys wearing white, they're probably angels. Maybe even the same angels that were at the empty tomb. These two guys ask everyone, like, "What are you doing standing around here pointing up at the empty sky? Jesus has been taken up to heaven, and he's going to come back the same way you saw him leave. Why are you pointing up there?" I have to tell you, this question has bothered me for a very long time. All right. If Jesus was lifted up right here where I'm pointing, and you're telling me that he's coming back in the same way, why wouldn't I keep looking there? Of course that's where I'm looking. I just saw something absolutely amazing, and it's going to happen again. Every year for the balloon fiesta, there are about 750,000 to 900,000 visitors in Albuquerque for that one week. makes driving an absolute nightmare anywhere in the city. I'm not one to usually make fun of tourists, but that one week of the year, not a fan of tourists. Honestly, I would try my very best to avoid the whole northwest quadrant of Albuquerque as much as possible during the fiesta. It's not just the traffic, although there is a lot of traffic that makes the driving difficult. Like I mentioned, balloons kind of go wherever the wind takes them. Sometimes balloons kind of miss their landing target, and they might land in the middle of a street. It's even happened in the middle of I-25 once. There's also always an uptick in the number of auto accidents during this week, mostly because people are paying more attention to the pretty balloons in the sky than they are on the road in front of them. In the more accident-prone areas, the city of Albuquerque has placed signs along the streets that literally say, "Watch the road, not the sky." And that is obviously great advice for drivers. But that is also the message, what the messengers robed in white were trying to tell the disciples. The disciples were standing there, staring at the sky, when Jesus specifically told them they had work to do here on earth. When the messenger said Jesus will come back the same way, they didn't mean physically and in that space. They didn't mean Jesus was going to come back from the sky. They meant Jesus is going to come back in the same manner. That when Jesus comes back, it's going to be mysterious and it's going to be unexpected. So instead of gazing into heaven and speculating about times and seasons of return, there's work to be done, and the disciples must get ready for it. The mission is to continue doing and teaching what Jesus started. They will be given voices to speak truth to power and spread good news to the very ends of the earth. And we are challenged to do likewise. In an age of uncertainty and violence and heartache, how often do we find ourselves standing, looking up towards heaven, hoping that Jesus will come or someone else will come and fix this? I'm not discounting the power of prayer here, but we have been given the Holy Spirit to continue Jesus's work of visiting the sick, advocating for justice, feeding the hungry, housing the homeless, praying, worshiping together. So don't look up. Keep your eyes on the road, not the sky. Jesus is still at the right hand of God, cheering us on. We have been given the Holy Spirit and all of the tools that we need to participate in the kingdom of God. Focus on the job at hand so we can be ready when Jesus joins us again. Thanks be to God. Amen.